Back here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner, powered by Hy-Vee, we're talking to head coach of the Pelham Christian girls tennis team, Danielle Stubbs, following the conclusion of their season. Coach, I know that it stings to have the season come to a close, but an 11-2 year, what a terrific year for the Eagles. And let's just start with this. If I would have told you after a season where I believe it was a 5-6 record last year that you would come back and go 11-2 with only two losses to one of the top teams in the state in Pelham, what would be your reaction to that?
Yeah, I would have been surprised to hear that, but the girls fought so hard, worked so hard all season, and improved so much. It was a great season.
And just looking at this team too, and what was kind of coming back, we talked about he lost number one in the singles lineup and one of the top doubles players as well, and Rachel Edferman last year, and there were some new faces that had to kind of step into some bigger shoes in the lineup, play some bigger roles as well, and everyone, it seemed like, just continued to grow their game. Even through those final matches of the season, everyone just continued to improve their game.
Yeah, they did. They really did. We had three freshmen on our varsity squad this year, and that really stepped up and got a lot of wins for us and improved and matured, and some of our returning players really stepped up in some leadership roles.
And just looking at the way that this team was set up, there was some senior leadership as well. I know Reagan DeVries at the top of the lineup was a strong senior player for this team. Renee Van Wyk as well, another strong senior. And there's one that is slipping my mind right now that I know that there's a third one on this team that was a senior. I'm going to apologize to that person for not remembering their name right off the bat. But again, some great leadership with that senior class here this year.
Yep, Allie Plyma was our other senior. I knew you'd remember that when I said her name. Came in from JV last year and did an amazing job at five dubs. But yeah, we sure did. Our seniors did an amazing job, and even really, you know, all the girls across the board, all 10, had an amazing season.
And I'm going to apologize to Ellie again. I was like, I know her name, but I'm not looking at the roster offhand. But again, she was a great player. And you mentioned it, some freshmen that stepped in, even some sophomores that, you know, played some big matches for this squad this year. I think of a win against Knoxville that came down to the wire, and a good win over at Indianola on the road. Just kind of picking up some of those wins as well this year. What was some of the things that kind of stood out to you with the way that this freshman and sophomore class really progressed this year that will allow them to be successful in the years to come?
Yeah, they really did. They, you know, working on skills and fundamentals, but also, you know, tactical parts and you know, where are we hitting the ball and making good shot selections and trying to place the ball and hit the right shot at the right time.
And just looking at this team too, one thing that we talked about this year is the fundamentals. You know, that was kind of a big thing, right, with a lot of newer girls getting in there and just continuing to really refine those. But now going into next year, even though there's going to be some that maybe will not be out because of the fact that this sport is going to be moving to the fall, you're getting some new ones, but kind of an opportunity to maybe take some of those returners and really grow their game to enhance some of those skills so that when they're playing, it's a little bit less reliant on the fundamentals and maybe a little bit more at the skill part of the match as well.
Yeah, that's right. Sometimes we can hit the ball well, but if we're not making good shot selections, or hitting the ball in the open court or moving our opponent around, we're not going to get as far on those points in those matches. So absolutely working on that part of the game as well.
And again, we're talking to Danielle Stubbs, is powered by Hy-Vee, about the Pelham Christian girls tennis team season after they go 11-2, and just kind of looking at the squad as well. We talk about the fundamental and skill aspects of it, but when you look at just the games as a whole, from where you started the season to where you began, what would you say was maybe the biggest area of improvement for this squad and where they truly just continued to show their growth throughout the year?
I'd say patience would be one of the top ones, and determination. So tennis is a game of errors, and so when, you know, we miss a shot, get over it, move on to the next one, and you know, be determined enough to keep fighting and keep playing hard.
And just looking at what this team is going to bring back next year as well, too, and some of those returners. And I know you don't necessarily know every single person that's going to be back out this next year because of the fact that it is going to be changing as well. But when you kind of look at that group and who you can kind of start to formulate will be out for girls tennis next fall. What are some of the things about their games that, you know, you like the most about what they bring to the table coming back next year?
Yeah, that's right. Ava, Lexi, and Kate would be our three from, you know, the top six who are, you know, our singles players coming back. Then we have Trinley and we have Elsa too. So we've got five returning players who all did really, really well for us this last season and you know, continue to improve as the season progressed.
And I just want to come back one more time before we wrap up our conversation and talk about the seniors. I know that this was a group that they brought a lot of leadership, like we talked about, but never fun to watch them graduate and play their last matches as well. When you look at what they've meant to this program over the last couple of years that they've played underneath of you, what would be the thing that you would say is going to be missed the most by their graduation from the program?
Oh, I would say work ethic for our seniors. They, you know, always came to practice. Ready to play, ready to work hard, and they set a great example for our newer players.
Coach Stubbs, appreciate the time as always, and congrats again on a great season.
Thank you.
Absolutely. That was Danielle Stubbs, head coach of the Pelly Christian Girls tennis team, powered by Hy-Vee here on the Hy-Vee Radio Coach's Corner.